Joe Smith time at WGCL, 7:46 here on a Tuesday, January 3rd. Happy New Year. There's Keith Klein.
Hey there.
Smitty, good morning.
Merry and happy there, Glass Man. Welcome back.
We're a little bit of both here as we get thinking it's better. It's not Monday. That's the good news. So
Keith, how you doing?
Wonderful. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I didn't talk to you last week, but, did a good job while everyone was gone. Appreciate it.
All hands on deck, and we do appreciate Rob and Keith filling in, taking the bullets there. As you were gone as well, you had a big trip to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And the Hoosiers, again, another exciting bowl game, Joe, just fell short there. We'll talk IU stuff coming up in the next segment as Indiana making some coaching changes in football. Big game tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. But we need to get caught up on the high school holiday scene. Just because the kids are out doesn't mean that the competition stopped. You had holiday tournaments and holiday wrestling and holiday swimming and holiday basketball. And just put a bow on it for all of us, like me, who might have missed all of it. And we'll start with hoops here on a Tuesday morning.
Well, I tell you, school is still enjoying the holiday break till next Monday, but the practicing is a full go in the Monroe County High School sports camps this week, as is our usual rite of a new year. The 73rd annual North-South Boys regular season meeting ahead on Friday night in South, who finished out 20-16 with a fifth-place finish in the Noblesville Holiday Classic, losing to Pike, beating both Columbus schools, standing now 8-3, but resuming Friday night to Conference Indiana play 2-0 against the Cougars. Chance Coyle and Josh Hall made the all-tournament team. Coyle had 59 points and 16 rebounds, and Hall with 53 points and 26 caroms in those three tournament games for the Panthers. South won by 20 last January, the regular season game, and then just slipped by the Cougs 40-37 in the East Central sectional opener last March, as Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes went on to win his 17th sectional. South leads the all-time series against North 44-28. The Cougs are 4-4. They're 1-1 in Conference Indiana, and the Hodgson's maroon and gold got in a couple of games right before the new year. They beat Avon 81-67, lost at Whiteland 86-73. Musa Jallo with 52 points and 20 rebounds, but Liam Wilkerson had 31 points, Jack Townsend 26, David Morgan 24 points off the bench to help out the offensive balance there, which is getting better. J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs finished sixth in the Wabash Valley Classic, playing four and splitting a 2-2. They beat Owen Valley and Shackamack. They lost in very competitive games to both Terre Haute schools to stand 7-5 opening up 2017. They host Brown County in a key WIC East game Friday night, trying to stay unbeaten in the division. Matter of fact, Edgewood doesn't leave the corral until January 28th after playing 9 on the road in the 2016 portion of the schedule. Cooper Bybee set a Wabash Valley Classic record with 9 triples in that fifth-place battle with Terre Haute South, a game they lost 82-74. Cooper setting a new career high 36 in that one. Bobby, as a matter of fact, had 95 points total in those four tournament games. North South and Edgewood girls all in action tonight, opening up 2017. South is 7-6. They play at Franklin. North still trying to shun that 10-game losing streak. We'll play Garin Catholic in a matinee game this afternoon at 1:30, and Edgewood's 11-7 after an eighth-place finish at the Toby Yoho Classic over the holidays. They lost last out to Owen Valley 39-32. They're 11-7. They play at Northview. Belia Shockney, by the way, made the all-tournament team. In the pool, Bloomington South girls won 12 of the 15 contested events. The Panther fellas won 8 along with the team title in Saturday's South College invite down at the South Pool. Hamilton Southeastern's depth was enough to give the Royals the girls' team title. Bloomington North finished 4th. Mackenzie Luce had 3 wins. Jelena German, along with Grace Haskett and Phoebe Rensink, had 2 apiece. The Panther girls won a couple of relays. And by the way, along the way, they set a new record in winning the medley relay with Haskett and Naomi Brown, Mackenzie Luce, and Hannah Kunzman in 150.4. Emma Mond led the way for the North girls with Dave Tanner winning the 100 IM and finishing 2nd in the 50 breast. The fellas put up 665.5 points, and that was good enough to beat Hamilton Southeastern for the title. Matthew Jordan was Matthew Jordan. He won everything that he swam. Max Grogue and Michael Hull also very productive, as well as freshman Andy Chang. He got a nice win in the breaststroke event. The boys' top finisher for North was Max Wieger, who finished third in both the 200 and 1653, and Dane Irwin was fourth in the 1653 in his first time swimming the event there. Meanwhile, on the mats up at Mooresville over the holidays, Edgewood's Denver Alon and Bloomington Norris Justice Cash made it to their title bouts in the finals, but had to settle for runner-up spots in that tough tournament up there for Edgewood and for Bloomington North. Alon starts the new year 13-1 at 152, and Cash is having a nice year for Marty Hutzel, running a 20-4 right now at 126 pounds. And up at Mishawaka, the prestigious Al Smith Classic over the holidays in Mishawaka, Derek Blubaugh and Blake Webb were fifth, and Noah Hunt was sixth for Mike Runyon's crew. South had 72 points to place 20th of 32 teams in their first trip to the tournament there. Blubaugh starts the new year 20-4 at 138. Webb is 21-3 at 145, and Noah Hunt 16-7 at 126. Well, it's a very simple word, three letters, win. Game two of the young Big Ten season, Wisconsin in town tonight with their eight-game winning streak and the struggling Hoosiers. And we'll have a preview coming up on our next report.
Yep, Joe, they got to find a way Indiana doesn't stop the other team from putting the ball in the basket as long as, well, they need to put the ball in the basket as well. It's been a while.
Help for starters, yeah.
It's been a while since we've seen a three-game streak in the wrong direction, so hopefully the Hoosiers can break that up tonight. It's been a rocky start in the Big Ten. I think the only undefeated teams are, what, Nebraska? Just like everybody had written down.
And Michigan State.
Well, look who's back. And Miles Bridges returns to their lineup tomorrow, so they'll have their best player return, so that possibly won't hurt them. But Nebraska had a win at Indiana and at Maryland, closing out the Terrapins with a 14-0 run, did Tim Miles. What a week for those guys. So.
Wow.
Minnesota goes to Purdue, beats the Boilermakers. Nate Mason had 31-11-6, the guard for the Golden Gophers. That great defense that Matt Painter plays, Joe, how many points was that in overtime? 92 for the Brown Furry Rodents?
Yeah.
So you got to be able to score, and you got to be able to stop guys from scoring early doors here in the league. But as I mentioned earlier, if you close with 4 out of 5 on the road and you're making a big deal about that, well, you better make a big deal about starting with 4 out of 5 at home and taking advantage of those.
No question about it. The table's set, and now, as you mentioned, going 0-2 is not what the doctor ordered, believe me.
No, the good news, though, is there's 16 games after it, and there's plenty of time to right the ship, and we'll see if this team has what it takes. We thought we'd see a big bounce back, as I mentioned earlier, against Louisville. Wisconsin's not a good matchup either, Joe. Everybody knows it's 15-2 Wisconsin over the last 17. So, again, a test of character. We'll see what the boys are made of. Hopefully have a big night shooting it. And we can talk tomorrow morning, the morning after, about how 2017's off to a flying start. We can change that. Preview coming up at 8:45. Was Santa Claus good to you?
Santa Claus was good. Good to the grandkids. Had a a quiet New Year's Eve. But,
you should with that group.
I had it was a little downer coming home from Banker's Life after shooting less than 30% or whatever it was. I've already shoved that aside. I'm looking ahead. That was 2016. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
So we'll do some more 2017 at 8:45. Sounds good, my friend. Happy New Year. Good to hear from you.
Great to have you back, my friend.
Thank you, Joe Smith. 7:45, 8:45. Oh, he'll be back. And tomorrow morning, the morning after. Joe Smith is with us live on a Tuesday morning. Why? Well, it's the first day of the year, and we're going to get off on the right foot. Good morning, Smitty. How are you?
All back together. Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Gang is all here. It's a brand new year, but not much changes. We're right in the middle because I've always said this, Joe. We live in Bloomington, and it just seems like, the calendar turns over, but we're right in the middle of stuff, whether it's the school year or the basketball year, whatever it can be. So our calendar perhaps runs more August to May, but we'll enjoy the new turn of the page, and so will Indiana basketball. They want to leave the last couple weeks of 2016 where it should be in the archives, and it's time to create some new history, and no better way to do that besides welcoming in number 13 Wisconsin to the Simon Scott Assembly Hall national TV game ESPN tonight as the Hoosiers and Bucky Badger get together.
Well, a New Year's resolution. Let's tip off 2017 with a much-needed win. Coach Tom talked to us post-game Saturday after the Louisville loss about quit making the simple things harder on ourselves than it is. Well, shooting for one was abysmal against the Cardinals. Everyone knows that, but Louisville had a lot to do with that. But the selection is something that needs a quick fix, and no better place than to start than tonight. And this is no bargain, believe me, against the 13th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers, who come to the Simon Scott Assembly Hall at 7, ranked again as one of the best defenses in the country. Those 62 points the other day, a season low for Indiana, along with its accuracy from both 2- and 3-point range. And the Badgers have, well, held 10 of their 14 opponents today to their lowest point totals of the season in what has been a 12-2 start and an 8-game winning streak that they bring in. Greg Gard's crew playing awfully well. Wisconsin holding opponents just under 59 points, which leads currently the Big Ten. We'll see if Coach Tom puts OG Anunoby back in the starting lineup tonight. Maybe adds Juwan Morgan to battle a very veteran senior quintet led by Nigel Hayes in his career against Indiana. Down through the games that we've played against him, when he's off, Indiana wins. When he's on, Wisconsin wins. You throw in the lone underclassman, and he may be the best of the bunch, and that's sophomore 6'10", Ethan Happ. Perhaps the best at both ends of the court, offensively and defensively, among the five Badger starters. You have problems like we saw in Madison last year when Happ went crazy in the second half, especially down deep in the paint. Perimeter defense has to be vastly improved tonight. You have Bronson Koenig, who can flat shoot the three ball. Zach Showalter always plays well against Indiana. He's the penetrator, the slasher, the setup guy. He's a savvy player who knows how to orchestrate that Badger offensive attack. Indiana's job tonight to disrupt that Badger patience, and a lot of that has to do with just flat better communication. The matchups will be key both ways. Early foul trouble could dictate especially the inside battle that we anticipate between Happ and Thomas Bryant. The Hoosiers need a North Carolina-type game where better cutting, screening brings about better flow to what we want to do offensively at that particular end of the court. So there's plenty on the plate to digest, and we'll talk about that Wednesday. Hopefully that dreaded final week of 2016 is now just a distant memory for the Hoosiers. We'll tip it with the Badgers about 7:05 tonight, nationally on ESPN. Well, like the men, the IU women will try to start a new home court winning streak tomorrow night. They take on Wisconsin, or rather Minnesota, who is off to an 0-2 start. The Gophers are 9-6 on the year. Indiana coming off that tough loss to Ohio State the other day, the final day of 2016. And like the men, the women, uncharacteristically, could not get the ball to go in the hole. Elsewhere, Big Ten, bowl season is through. Indiana had, part of that 3-7 aggregate nailed to them, as only Minnesota, Northwestern, and Wisconsin tasted victory among the 10 teams invited to postseason play. And the revolving door is swinging for Coach Tom Allen, as the longtime Kevin Wilson assistants, Kevin Johns, who called the offensive plays last week against Utah at the Foster Farms Bowl out in Santa Clara, and tight ends coach, recruiting coordinator James Patton, not in the fold for the start of Coach Tom's first full year. We expect one hire, maybe as early as tonight, as Ole Miss wide receivers coach Grant Hurd expected to be brought on board for the start of the 2017 season for Coach Tom Allen. Hoosiers and Badgers, premier game tonight. It's a win, baby, and it all starts about 7:05.
Yep, Joe, and I read, I think over break at some point, that Ethan Happ didn't score outside the paint last year. All of his, literally, he doesn't shoot jumpers. He doesn't shoot 18 footers.
We had a good view of from upstairs that day in January, and that overtime loss, and he just had an exceptional game. And he was unstoppable. So whatever, if they looked at that one, they got to figure out what went wrong and how to fix it. against this kid.
Well, there's no tricks
just
there.
Keeps getting better every year.
He's got a bunch of post moves. He's gonna take you down low and get after it. Yeah. He's gonna grab a lot of rebounds. So the length that bothered Indiana from Louisville, you're gonna have some of that. You're gonna have some of that again going back to you. Plus Nigel Hayes is he's been around the block enough. The senior played in a couple Final Fours. And, again, Indiana's going to have to be patient, find that extra shot, because they're not going to get it. They shouldn't get a ton of possessions, you wouldn't think, in this game, as Wisconsin is very good with the basketball. They don't foul a lot, so getting those trips to the free throw line don't always work out. A big night shooting the ball is going to help, Joe, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, no question, yeah. We could throw in about, assists on baskets made. I mean, you know, turnovers.
Well, if you don't make any baskets,
again,
it doesn't matter.
We can't give cough it up 14 times and give them 19 points like we did Saturday. You know, that's just not going to work either.
Four senior start for Greg Gard's Badgers. Ethan Happ is the baby in the group. He's just a sophomore. He's a redshirt sophomore. But, again, well-put-together team in all of that. In Indiana, again, you're going to play good teams in the Big Ten. You need to beat some of them.
Well, and look at how things are through these early games. I mean, on that, what day was it that the five teams, it was Sunday.
Sure. Iowa beat Michigan.
Those games. How about Nebraska going in and running off the final 14 points and winning? How about that two-game road swing?
How about starting
Indiana and Maryland, huh?
Yeah, how about starting your season like that? Michigan loses at Iowa. Purdue loses at home.
Yeah.
But we're worried about the cream and crimson, Joe. That's where we're at. Busy night in girls' hoops tonight.
Yeah, all three Monroe County squads will be in action. Edgewood and Northview will get together over in Clay County. And the Panther girls are on the road trying to win their eighth of the year there at Franklin. And we have a little matinee game. Garen Catholic will host Jason Spear and the North girls, who look to get off that losing streak that they're on. And they will play this afternoon, since it's still the holiday period, at 1:30. So all three Monroe County girls squads in action. Greene County tournament opens up tonight. Linton is the defending champ. They won't play. They do play a little bit later tonight. Linton does. They'll be out to win back-to-back Greene County championships later this evening, as they will play North Central and Bloomfield tips it with Vincennes Reveille, and they continue that tournament the rest of the week. And of course, we have North and South coming up on Friday night.
And over the break there, South and North, there were no conference games over that break, right, Joe?
No,
those were holiday
no.
tournaments and everything
else.
That's what
else. I said. This is that's why the regular season game is the big key. Well, that's what's the name, because obviously it's January and it's first Friday of January. And Panthers are 2-0 in the league. And, of course, North got back even after throwing one away against Perry Meridian. Did get them a win against Southport, so they're 1-1. So this is a very key game for the Cougars playing on the home court come Friday night.
And for the fans of Sports Talk, heck, we won't see it till the end of the month, it looks like. Obviously, with Tuesday night games this week and next, and a travel game the third Tuesday in January.
Yeah. Looks like the 24th of January.
We'll get it back together and cover everything that's going up on then.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe Tom Allen will have more of his staff put together by then, and we'll see what's happening over at IU with either Fred Glass or Scott Dolson usually popping in for one of those shows as well.
Yep, sounds like a plan. Yeah, we'll get Fred on one of those two shows at least. Yeah, I think we'll be able to salvage schedule-wise both the 24th and the 31st for Yogis.
31 days in January. It's
Got
a full
it.
Full month to kick off the year. And stay warm coming out of the Simon Scott Assembly Hall tonight. Looks like that temperature is going to drop off
a little bit,
but nothing you're used to at all. Hoosiers have home games with Wisconsin and Illinois this week in men's basketball. And, again, you got to take advantage of that start with four of your first five at home. You gotta put some W's on the board, Joe. And we'll get a full recap tomorrow morning of the high school beat, plus all the details from the Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
Looking forward to it. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. We'll get
all
you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, three of the 4 days. That's a good way to start the new year.
Yeah, not bad.
All right. Wish the Hoosiers luck tonight. We'll hear you tomorrow morning.
All righty. See you then.
Joe Smith, 745, 845 on first days of the year. mornings after, and Fridays. Other than that, we never hear from them. 854 WG said, well, thank Joe's sponsors. Do a little Sean Hannity. Keith and I will come back and wrap up a beginning of a quick week, a four-day week here to kick off 2017.